From a zero to a hero, or from a nobody to a somebody. We have a really good story around that. We have an entrepreneur who's gone from rags to riches. We're going to find somebody that really turned things around. I love those stories. They mean a lot to me. I hope to you also. And I want you to make sure you sign up for that newsletter, because those stories are inside there. Just go to businessrockstars.com. Sign up for a weekly newsletter. Let's try a rags to riches story. Find out what it takes to pick somebody up and take him to the next level. I'm Ken Rakowski. You're listening to Business Rockstars.
This is Business Rockstars. Starting a business, finding the money, what you need to know to become a rockstar entrepreneur.
You know, I love those stories where somebody has gone from, I like to say, zero to a hero, or, you know, nobody to a somebody. They pick themselves up and taken it to the next level. Love those stories. And I guess we're going to have the opportunity to hear one of them. I'm Ken Rakowski, listening to Business Rockstars. In the studio, joining me, and I'm not going to say from Detroit, but formerly of Detroit. I don't know how long ago. How long ago?
I'm still from Detroit.
You're from Detroit right now?
I'm from the D.
You got to be getting out of here. Don't you like it here?
I love it, but yeah. I love the D.
Okay, we're going to talk about that then, okay? Greg, is it Ramfor?
Ramfos.
Ramfos. Greg Ramfos. And when you say Detroit, what part of Detroit?
I live about 45 minutes north of the city in a small community called Orchard Lake,
Orchard
Michigan.
Lake. Orchard Lake, Michigan. Cold there right now?
It is cold there, yes.
Yeah, winter. This is our winter. I'm not sure what you think about it.
I love it.
Yeah, it's, you know, but you don't have the seasons and everyone complains. I have no idea what they're talking about. ITVO winter, right? And I come from Chicago, right? And I rewatch it when I want. But you're hanging out here. Tell me what you're doing in Detroit.
What I'm doing in Detroit is I created a company called Roxo. I came from an automotive background, and we developed nuts, bolts, and screws for GM, Chrysler, and Ford.
Okay.
And I pivoted to the consumer market and got into the wristband market with a charm that's just been sensational in the marketplace.
I see the charm. Before we get into the charm, automotive, were you going through one of those really difficult times in the automotive industry?
Yes. I built a very successful business from 2003 to 2009 and was living on the golf course there for a few years,
nice.
living life. And when General Motors filed bankruptcy, it put a major spin and a downsize onto the company itself. And it was a lot of sleepless nights. I was wondering how I was going to make it.
Yeah, tell me what the process. So did it slow down prior to the bankruptcy of GM?
It was like 9/11.
It just hit.
It just hit. I mean, the orders one week, I'll never forget it. Our CFO and partner, David Kaiser, called me and said, Greg, we're sitting on millions of dollars worth of stock of parts, and nothing's moving. We have no orders coming in. And I had to dip into my 401k to make payroll. That's how bad it got.
It got that bad. And what happened during that time then? So you're sitting there with all this inventory. You see what's going on with all the car manufacturers. Where are you at? Because everyone's got to go through a period of time to make that pivot. What happened? Tell me about how hard did it get?
It got really hard. You know, my wife is my rock, and she supported me in terms of giving me that emotional connection. And she said, Greg, you know, just look the way that you grew up. You've been through so much through your whole life. And, you know, from a children's home to 9 different schools growing up, to, you know, family at one point on welfare. And I ended up going to Purdue University. And
Boilermaker.
Boilermaker. Ended up getting a master's degree. And so my whole life, I've always worked hard, and I have a strong faith. And I just said to myself that, look, I've been through this before. I know what it takes, and you just got to put the pedal to the metal, and you got to have drive and passion. And what happened was my daughter came home one day with these plastic bracelets, and she put them down on the kitchen countertop, Tori, and I looked at them, and I said, well, how can you tell that that's a dog, and how can you tell that that's a horse? And she was all excited about it, and I thought to myself, you know what really sells is putting smiles on kids' faces. That's what really That's what sells. And so I said to myself, I know how to make stuff. And Detroit is probably one of the number one places to build stuff. That's what we do.
Absolutely.
And the workforce there is incredible. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. And so I thought to myself, if I just take that picture and I put it on a bolt, is what I first was thinking.
Okay.
And I said, you know, like a charm. And so I went to my friend who had a machine shop, and I asked him to make me these little charms. And then I went to Best Buy, and I bought an Epson printer. And then I went to Michael's, and I bought the glue. And I cut out the picture, and I stuck it in the charm, and I made her some peace signs and some hearts, and she took it to school. And she came back, and she started telling me that her friend wants this and her friend wants that, and so she was my first sales rep.
Your daughter?
My daughter.
So you broke some child labor laws.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, right away, out of the gate. Okay. What happened to all this inventory that you still had sitting there on the GM side? I'm just curious on how did you, making a pivot, you have to clean all that out somehow, right?
Yes. So what ended up happening is we dumped it for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And
so you took a hit.
I took a major hit. I basically, at age 39, was starting all over again.
Okay.
And
how fearful were you at that point in time? Or were you energized in any way?
You know, with me, when fear hits me, it's just because the way I grew up, that's the time when you're tested. And it's real easy when you have a big bank account and you're going to the country club and you're driving sports cars and you live on the lake and all that. Your soul is tested when you're looking at fear. And I took the challenge on, and I said to myself that I'm not going down, and I'm not going to let my employees go down either. And that's when I picked up and put my boots off, and I have the saying, get off your seat and on your feet and move and shake. And I slept 3-4 hours a night, I haven't stopped in 3 years. And the one thing that I've learned, even if you make millions of dollars, don't ever think that you can't lose it, because you can. And I'm now in this second opportunity in my life, and the appreciation of things is much more grand for me. So
I like that a lot. Greg Ramfoss is joining us. What's the name of the company?
It's called Roxo. GetRoxo.com.
R-O-X-O?
Yes, sir.
So it's GetRoxo.com. And then you could put pictures on bracelets. It seems, what I love is simple businesses are the ones that do really well, right? And you've taken it to a point to where it seems, you know, I went through this phase where I dated a lot of figure skaters. Okay, I just got to tell you, I'm sharing with you on this. And one thing that I can never learn was, they made it look super easy to do what they did, to where I would go out there and be a big fool trying to do it, right? You make it look really easy, but it's a quality, super great product. So this is why you make it look easy where everyone thinks they can do it. You can't. You got to go off to you to get this done.
Absolutely. And what's the nice thing about Roxo is if you have a Facebook account or an Instagram account.
Who doesn't?
Right. You can log on to GetRoxo.com. You can create a secure username and password and become a member of Roxo free of charge. And you can import all of your Facebook pictures and all of your Instagram pictures. And we have a band builder right on the site. So you can take your picture and drag it right onto your bracelet to see what that picture is going to look like.
Well, that's awesome. Good
idea. Band. And so we have Marvel. We have Disney. We have Nickelodeon. We have Cartoon Network. We have the NBA. We have the Clippers, the Lakers.
This is licensed material.
We have all our licenses. We have the top major licenses in the world right now.
That's a lot of work.
And just today we signed one of the biggest bands in the world. We're going to be making an announcement.
Backstreet Boys?
No?
Oh,
similar,
no.
Similar.
No. Ooh,
but
another,
today.
Okay.
NSYNC? And I just want to give a warning to all the moms and dads out there that are listening, because I can promise you this, your kids are going to be wearing Roxo bands.
Really? You feel that because you see how infectious it is with your kids and people wearing them? Yeah. They just want to constantly wear them.
You know what it does? It puts a smile on a kid.
All right.
That's what it does. It's who they are. So you put your LA Clipper.
I like how you're localizing it. I like how you're doing
that. You put your favorite NBA player on. You put your favorite picture of an event that you went to. Maybe you have religious beliefs. You can put your religion on there.
Okay.
You can put personalized stuff. You can put your Disney character on.
So, Greg, do you mind if I challenge you?
Love to be challenged.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you. I want you to think about this, okay? Any small business, your small business, and you're still in startup mode, okay? I'm just going to tell you, and that's good. I always look for five forms of revenue. Five, okay? So I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to ask you where, and this is where listeners learn about new opportunities around revenue sources. Because when you have more than one, there's more opportunity to grow the business. So I'm going to ask you five forms of revenue. I want you to think about that, okay? And then also your BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal. How do you make this huge? But five forms of revenue. That's where I'm going to challenge you on. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, we're going to find out what it takes. I love what Greg's doing. Again, it's Get Roxo. ROXO.com. Check out what they have there. Of course, go to the Business Rockstars website. By the way, again, next week, our mentoring's all around the restaurant industry. And we have one of the top restauranteurs to be your mentor. You want to find out more? Go to BusinessRockstars.com. All right, let's find out where the opportunities around revenue. I'm Ken Rakowski. This is Business Rockstars.
This is Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
You know, every business needs to have five forms of revenue. You know, three may not work. You got to really pump it in for you, and that's what we're going to challenge right now is the opportunity where the revenue is. I'm Ken Rakowski. This is Business Rockstars. In the studio, joining me from GetRoxo.com, R-O-X-O.com. I'm saying it right, Greg?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about the name.
It's just a name that sounds really cool.
No, that's all it is?
That's all it is.
It's just a cool name.
Just a cool name.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's a cool trademark
name.
No,
there's something there. There is something there. There's nothing there?
Nothing there.
Okay. Greg Ramphos is joining me. So, Greg, I asked you about five forms of revenue. Yesterday, we had somebody in from a place called How Do You Roll? It's a sushi place where you roll your own sushi. Right. And we were talking about five forms of revenue for his restaurant. And generally he would say, hey, people come in and buy my sushi. Well, that's one. The other one is delivery. He could have sushi parties where people learn to do their own sushi, you know, in-house. Then he had delivery. So we came up with five. And now as he implements that, he could see his revenue as a business go up. So a lot of people learn from other ways of thinking outside the box. Your direct way right now is we've been saying it's GetRoxo.com. That's one form of revenue, and that's online, right?
That is correct.
By the way, once I go there, order, how long does it take for me to get a product?
3 days.
Okay.
And it's a personalized, customized picture that you can upload online, and you can link your Instagram or your Facebook. We also have all of our licensing, and that has been a phenomenal form of revenue stream for us, especially with Disney and Spider-Man and Marvel and Cartoon Network. All of the major sports licensings that we have. We also have...
Wait. You're going somewhere right now. I want to know about these revenue sources.
Yeah. So we have the licensing is number two.
Okay, number one is online.
Online.
Number two is licensing. Explain licensing.
Licensing is where you basically are able to provide a consumer with something that they identify with. So if they go to the Disney parks or they're watching the Cartoon
Network.
So
those brands
they can identify with, and they can express that on their wrist, and they can order that particular logo.
Which those are things you generally can't get because of licensing. It's a long process, and in a lot of cases, expensive process to get those licensing deals. Correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, we got two. Give me number three.
The third is we've created and partnered up with Warner Music and Capitol Records where we have artists where when they go out on tour, and let's say you're the lucky one and you have 50, 60 people that have VIP backstage passes. What we do is we give the whole band, if there's four members of the band, we give headshots of the four band's members. It goes on their wrist and then their logo. In addition to that, there's pictures that are taken. So what we do is we get a hold of those pictures. They send it to us. And you would go to getroxo.com/ whatever the musician the band name is. You're then look at the venue of where it was at, where you were at. Mm-hmm. You can find your picture and order your customized picture. Or if you have your iPhone or a camera, you can download it right there.
That's
and
cool.
So now you got the five members and you have the memory of the event.
Memorabilia. Because,
that's right. So and you can customize that band specific to that event.
GetRoxo.com/Flock of Seagulls.
There you go.
Kacha Goo Goo. Right?
There you
These
go.
These are all my favorite bands from the 80s. Just
you can go right, GetRoxo.com/R5 is coming.
R5. What's R5?
R5 is a brand new, exciting band. I think they're ranked.
Is this what you're not supposed to talk about?
No.
Okay.
The other one, if I mentioned it right now, I think my website would blow up.
Okay, that big.
That big.
It's not Kacha Goo Goo, right?
No.
No, Big Country? No, okay. Men Without Hats? No. All right, so there's three. Let's go after the fourth form of revenue.
Mass retail. So right now we are in mass retail. We're in Bed Bath & Beyond. We're in Hobby Lobby. We're launching with
Toys
R Us.
How are you in those places if it's more customized? How do I go to a mass retail location if I want to customize it? It sounds like it's already designed, isn't it?
Yes, we have two facets of the business. One side is your personal customization, and then the other side of it is we have over 2,500 images of different categories, such as great sayings that the kids use for text messaging. We have glitter and bling rocks,
okay.
Where they're all
blinged
out.
Which I noticed you have on.
Peace signs, hearts, really cool designs that people identify with, which is basically the Roxo brand itself. And so when you go to a Walmart or you go to...
How is that business, by the way? Is that the retail side? Is that a pretty large side of your business?
It's a massive part of my business. But what's even more big is the fact that you can customize your own Roxo and you can go online and put your picture on there.
You are right on point. Look at that.
I'm telling you, I put smiles on kids' faces and in moms and dads.
I can't knock you off point.
They just smile and go, man, this guy has hit the jackpot.
What's number five?
Number five is events, cruise lines. So let's say you go on a Disney cruise line. And you've experienced the whole event, and at the end of the cruise line, they have pictures there.
That's awesome. And then you walk away putting the pictures on. So
there
it's like the roller coaster I mentioned earlier. As you go down the roller coaster, the big hill, your mouth is open, and you're drooling everywhere. They always take a picture of you right at that point, right?
Absolutely.
That's the cruise line. I like that. We also mentioned, I call it white labeling. You call it private labeling.
Yes.
Right? That's
yes.
where a large brand might use your services and brand it on top of your brand. Everyone thinks it comes from them, but it's really you.
That is correct.
That's fine.
That is correct.
And that works well, too.
Right. And we've done some other things just recently to expand the brand to adults. And what we've created is a leather band that is adjustable, and it's a wider band, and it has gold-plated Roxos with Swarovski's crystals on it. And I got to tell you, those are flying off the shelf at GetRoxo.com.
What do those things cost?
They're $34.95,
and
you get five Roxos.
This thing is so blinged out.
It is. If you like bling, you definitely are.
Don't take this wrong, but I, especially here in Beverly Hills, you know who would like this? Our pet owners. I'm not kidding. This right here as a collar, like, I'm not sure if you know how pet owners are, okay?
Yes.
It's a massive, huge market. But imagine doing a collar that's customizable for people that have their little chihuahua.
We've looked at that, and we are looking into that.
Because this right here, Beverly Hills, they would walk around with their chihuahua on this.
Yes.
Okay.
We've gone to some celebrity events, and
they love it, right?
We've stole the show.
So how are you doing with this? Are you enjoying this?
You know, I'm working 7 days a week, and I got to tell you, it's like if you ever played sports before and you're getting ready to go out on the field, mm-hmm. and your heart's thumping and you're just fired up, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm not working. I feel like this is...
It's play.
This is a dream.
What are you doing differently than the last business?
I am... I'm doing the sales myself. I'm engaged.
You're enjoying that, right?
Yes. I'm doing things that are innovative, and you know, I'm dealing with the consumer now, and that's,
you weren't doing that before.
No, I was dealing. I was B2B, you know, and it's a whole different business, and you know, I'm really understanding how marketing works, and you know, getting that cool factor out there, and that's the key. That's the key to success, is creating that cool factor. And with the deal that we think that we got this morning, we're excited.
I like that a lot. I love what you're doing. So what we're going to do is, I got a call last night while you're at dinner with a friend of mine, and we're going to put him on the phone. And there's a reason. He's celebrating an anniversary today, I believe, right? 25-year anniversary of something he was involved with. He's considered probably one of the smartest comedians on the planet. You got to spend time with him, right?
Yes,
pretty intelligent, right?
Well, I would say that he's probably the most intelligent man I've ever met. And I'm
really?
Not just saying that.
Wow. Well, and you could tell it to him also. So we're going to get him on the phone. 25-year anniversary he's celebrating. Does he have a Get Roxo?
Roxo? Yes, he does.
He does, okay?
He's got one.
And we got to make sure everyone else gets one. BusinessRockstars.com, you get one, the information there too. Make sure you find out. I think there's so many ways to take advantage of this. Greg Ramfos is joining us. We're going to find out who this individual that's celebrating a big 25-year anniversary today. What did he do? I want to tell you, everyone has laughed at what he has done. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you? Yeah, everyone. All of us. We'll find out what it is. Hey, make sure you go to the Business Rockstars website, find out more information regarding everything we're talking about, and, of course, get our newsletter. Let's find out who our celebrity is, who has made us all laugh and celebrating it a big anniversary. I'm Ken Rakowski. This is the Business Rockstars.
This is Business Rockstars, starting a business, finding the money, what you need to know to become a rockstar entrepreneur.
So let's go on the whole idea of celebrating an anniversary. Greg, you're going to help me out with this, right?
Yes.
So I'm Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars. You are?
Greg Ramfos.
From?
Detroit, the D.
And what's your product called?
Roxo. GetRoxo.com.
And it's going to be huge, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
it is.
It's going to be a massive company.
It is.
You get to meet a lot of interesting people, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So last night during dinner, did you expect to meet anybody interesting during dinner last night?
Not really.
No?
I was a bit shocked, but...
Shocked in what way? Like,
well,
shocked in electrified way? Shocked in a scared way? Shocked how?
Just shocked because, you know, the guy that I had dinner with is, you know, he's a celebrity, and, you know, he's got the heart of gold, and he's the most down-to-earth man that I've ever met.
Well, are we talking about the same guy?
I hope so.
Are we? So there's a big anniversary going on right now. 25 years ago, Roger Rabbit came out. Do you remember it?
Yes, I do.
What did the rabbit sound like?
You
want to try to make the noise?
I don't want to even try because...
Caller, can you help out with that? Caller?
Hello, is this Ken?
Can you help us out with the sound of Roger Rabbit?
Hold on, let me cue the tape. Cue the cake, Frankie. But we have a problem. Hey, Ken.
Charles Flesher's joining us, who was the voice of Roger Rabbit 25 years ago, Charles?
25 years. First, I got to tell you, I hope there isn't a conflict, because one of your sponsors is the Guppy Tank, right?
Yep.
Well, I have a group called the Plankton Tank. Which is it's funding, but it's you know, it's very small. We have 40 cents.
It's going to grow. Just give it some time. Don't clean it for a while.
Well, I figure, you know, plankton, there's more plankton than guppies, and the sharks can't do anything without plankton. It's all about the food chain, my friend.
Was Charlie like this all last night?
Yes, at times, but at times he was... pretty serious, and it was a great dinner.
Charles Flesher, you and I.
I'm at my wake or something. Like, I'm listening to people talk about me after I've passed.
So Charlie and I, we've known each other. I don't know what, Charlie, 15 years?
15, 20 years.
Yeah, long time. I knew when Charlie was this tall. And now, of course, Charlie, I don't know how tall you are anymore. But Charlie, what are you doing to celebrate? What are you doing to celebrate this anniversary?
Well, my personal experience of celebration is not really relevant. However, Disney has released a remastered Blu-ray of Roger Rabbit with extra things, including all the shorts that we did. And the car is vivid. It's magnificent. And I'm doing that. I'm talking about that. And I'm celebrating also by talking to Ken Rutowski, ladies and gentlemen, right here. And Ben Raffles, what an amazing triumvirate of humanity.
All right. So, was he like that last night?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, about that, right?
This is last night, Ken.
Charlie, you know, you have been a fixture of L.A. for a long time. And doing comedy, which, by the way, I would say, and Greg and I were talking about, you're one of the smartest, you said one of the smartest people you've ever met, Greg, right?
Yeah, and I don't say that lightly.
Yeah, he doesn't say, I'm going to say, yeah, you're right up there too, Charlie.
Thanks, fellas. I don't really consider myself smart, just lucky with words.
You are lucky with words. How do you, as a active comedian, film guy, how do you constantly find business? Is that up to your agent, or are you the one that's always looking for the deals?
A lot of it is based on things that you've already done. You know, it's like generating a wave. If the wave has significant inertia, it will continue to produce other waves. And then you rely on individuals who get a percentage of what you make to create more waves.
And how important is your network?
My net worth is...
No, network.
I heard you say that. But this is a business show. I want to let people know I got savvy. I got business savvy. You know, as you know, a network is without a network, we're a nerve without a synapse. You have to have a series of parallel and a parallel of series-like circuits in order to facilitate the communication scenario.
How important is your network? I feel like I'm at times I am with my 8-year-old daughter. Charlie?
Yes, sir?
You have a great network, and you've been working that for a long time. But you get constant business because of referrals, don't you?
I would imagine that is true. But, you know, I think the best network is almost an invisible network. You're not really even aware of it. You're just – because you really – if you're really an avid participant in the creation craft of your skill set, you're not – that concerned with your network, you're producing the next item that will be shipped out over the network.
You're right. You're constantly always doing something.
You know, you have to be looking forward and preparing the next shipment as opposed to looking back and say, boy, I got connections in Singapore. I'm hooked up in Madagascar. My network, because once you spend too much time looking back at your network, then, you know, you're not getting your product moving out to the channel.
So if we want to see you besides, of course, the 25th anniversary Blu-ray of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but we want to see you live, where are you performing?
Well, I have a special one-night appearance that I'm doing at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, which is a great comedy club. They have really good food there, too, which is a plus for comedy clubs.
That's true. When is that?
That's going to be May 23rd.
May 23rd. We'll make sure we put that on the site. That's at Flappers. Charlie, it's great catching up with you. Congratulations on this. Basically, what this says is you've been doing stuff for a long time.
A long time. And we'll continue to do so with the willingness of the network mavens.
Charlie, thanks a lot for being part of the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot, too. And, you know, I got some Roxio stuff. You know, that stuff is very cool. You know, the kids like it. Adults like it. I even gave it to my pet who's wearing a collar.
See?
Wow.
That makes sense. Charlie, you again just took the idea right from my head, and you verbalized it better than I did. Great.
That's what we call network. Hey, KR, a pleasure talking to you. I hope we can continue to do so. And, Greg, once again, I know you will continue to thrive in a community of thrivers.
Well, thank you, Charles, and I appreciate your support, and I'm very thankful.
All right, you two go on a date. Charlie, thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Hey, you don't jump into my friendship bucket, Kim.
I'm in it. I'm not getting out. Charles Flesher, again, that guy right there, you're right, he's brilliant. Greg, it's nice for you to get an endorsement from Charlie Flesher.
Yes.
It is. I mean, a lot of celebrities must love what you're doing.
They do. I'm getting contacted by many different celebrities because they love the Essence Bands by Roxo, and it's that Swarovski crystal with that gold plate. It's just a magnet.
You know that? You are on point. Do you do this even at home when you're sitting at the dinner table?
Can you please
pass the mashed potoes? But before you do that, let me tell you go.
My whole life is Roxo. I am Roxo.
And your kids are, they have T-shirts. Everybody wears the same branding.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
How often do you come up with new products?
I try to come up with something different every few weeks. You know, I have my whole office is whiteboards all the way around.
Love whiteboards.
And I have every manager's name written down with all their tasks of what they're doing. And if I see them in the hallway, I'll grab them and bring them in and say, hey, what's going on with this, and this? And you know, you gotta have that drive and passion. If you don't have it, if it's not in your gut, you're not gonna make it.
What are you doing on the left coast?
On the left coast?
Yeah. What are you doing over here? Here, L.A.
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
Well, I have some very good friends that we just brought on board. We have.
Oh, okay, so you're business. It's all.
Yeah,
business.
It's all business.
So I know you're gonna be here tomorrow. You got to hear tomorrow real quick. So my first guest tomorrow. I met this kid a few years back. Before he was 17 years old, he climbed the tallest peak in every continent.
Wow.
Before 17, all seven continents.
Wow.
Right? And now being in his early 20s, he's doing stuff that's even bigger. How do you take it bigger? So we have a lot to learn from a young kid who's found a way to say, no is not an option in any possible way. His name, I love his name, and it's a real name. His name is Johnny Strange. So we're going to have Johnny Strange join us tomorrow, which I hope you have a chance to listen. You know you can listen to the show in Detroit. You know
absolutely.
That, right? You go to businessrockstars.com.
Absolutely.
And while I'm at businessrockstars.com, I should go where else?
GetRoxo.com.
I was waiting for it to see if that segue was going to go right in there. And make sure you go to GetRoxo. I want to thank you for hanging out. I also want to thank our first guest. Who was our first guest? Did you even get to listen?
I did not.
Why not? You should be listening to the show all the time. Nolan Gallagher was joining us, who, of course, is doing some great stuff over at Gravitas. Everything we're doing is over at businessrockstars.com, including, of course, our mentorship program. You want to find out what's going on in the restaurant industry? We have one of the top restaurateurs as next week's mentor. So if you're in that industry and you want to have one of the top mentors in that space, you want to be part of our on-air mentoring. Got to go over to businessrockstars.com. Fill out the form and be part of next week's show. Of course, while you're there, get the newsletter. We'll give you the tips and tools to help you start, fund, grow, and sell your business. All at Business Rockstars. Hey, I'm Ken Rakowski. You've been listening to Business Rockstars on KFWB News Talk 980.
This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.